Hey there, another Monday, and it's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. I am Jerry Usher, along with Debbie Giorgiani and the show team. Rich Jesse, our producer. Jeff Burson does social media. Matt Gabensky, I believe, is back on the phones here, so he will be the first one you talk to at 1-800-585-9396 when you call in and join us. And it is crucial that you do that because, as we always say, it's your show. You drive the conversation. Demi and I could certainly sit here and mumble on about stuff for 55 minutes, but we know that you don't want that and we don't want that. We want to hear what you have to say. Debbie, hope you and Marty had a good weekend.
We did. It was a very productive weekend. And, you know, to get the new year started off right, we wanted to have a show that can help us all. And so we titled it Attitude of Gratitude. Are you grateful each and every day? So think about that for a moment. Are you grateful each and every day? We want to hear from you because your participation is key. Do you have an attitude of gratitude? 1-800-585-9396. And Jerry, I'm excited about this because I think by the time this show ends, we're all going to learn a little bit more about ourselves and how we can go out there into the world and really be aware of the things that we value and we are grateful for. And it's going to change our lives. We're going to share some of the scientific benefits in a few moments.
Again, 1-800-585-9396. Share with all of us, please. You know, you could inspire and really inform and enlighten and educate both me and Debbie and your fellow listeners as well. Because as life throws all kinds of things at us, sometimes it's not always easy to be grateful for even the small things in life. We can kind of get distracted and maybe our focus or our attention can be absorbed a little bit more by the things that go wrong and the challenges and the inconveniences and all of that. But I heard it said, Debbie, recently, I can't remember whom it was attributed to. It was one of the saints that said something about the very first attitude or disposition of any created being must be gratitude. And I think that makes sense. You know, I mean, when you think about just simply having been created, that's the starting point of our gratitude. But then all of the other little blessings and gifts that we receive, they're all cause for us to be very, very grateful.
Oh, absolutely. And Jerry, let me share with you how this topic got placed onto the Take Two calendar. There's a brand new reality series by Bravo that came out this fall. It's called Stripped. And basically it's, and I'm reading this right from the Bravo website. It's actually an outlandish show, but yet very an emotional social experiment of how people's lives and values change once everything is literally stripped away for 21 days. Now, this new series exposes people's relationships with their personal belongings as they forego everything they own, clothing, furniture, everything. So basically, the premise of this show is, Jerry, for 21 days, folks are willing to count every single one of, I mean, down to the very smallest of items. They'll count everything. Then it's taken away and it's stored up in a storage unit. And they're allowed to take something back each day. And so the idea is that we get to kind of peek in and watch as they journey and they go through all the emotional ups and downs of what it feels like to have everything taken away, but then what they want back that next day. What is the most important thing to them? And by the end of the reality series, folks come out of it with a better understanding that they don't need as much stuff. They're grateful for a toothbrush. They're grateful for a washcloth. They're grateful for these things that we take for granted. Now, Jerry, it's an interesting reality series, but I just want to say this. Why do we need something like this where they are even calling it an outlandish experiment? Why do we need this to get us to wake up and realize that we have all these precious things around us that we should be grateful for? Why do we have to go through that or watch that in order for us to be, you know, woken up from our sleep on this? I don't know, Jerry. It kind of bothers me a little bit. I did check out the series a little and quite honestly, I was like, you got to be kidding me. Of course you're going to be grateful for a toothbrush when you haven't had one for 2 weeks, you know?
Right.
So that's where this topic came from.
All right. Well, phone lines are open for you, our listeners. Here, we're getting a new week of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie kicked off, and we want you to be a part of kind of moving us on down the road for what we hope will be another good week of broadcasts. 1-800-585-9396. What does gratitude mean to you, being thankful? And how do you just, you know, try and keep your mind focused on gratitude to God, to your spouse, to your family, to your worker, co-workers, to your employer? Maybe there's been an experience of where you had something taken away out of your life, maybe voluntarily or, you know, through other circumstances, and you had to do without maybe just the simplest little thing, and then you realized, wow, I sometimes could possibly take things for granted, and maybe that boosted up your gratitude just over the little things in life. I think these lessons are important, and if you share, I know people are going to learn from that. 1-800-585-9396. So how long has that series been running, Debbie? I haven't even heard of it yet.
I think since the fall. I think it was launched on the fall series of 2017. Yeah, okay. I believe so, because it's been on. Yeah, you should really, I mean, check it out. It's interesting. I mean, they literally are stripped of everything. So they're basically without any clothes or anything. So they have to actually go out into the world. And so they're using, like, Adam and Eve, you know, leaves from trees to cover themselves. And it's a little bit, you know, I don't think that was necessary to prove their experiment. But, nevertheless, it does have, you know, an interesting underlying concept that we can all learn from. But Jerry, I just wanted to share this. There's an online article that was posted that there's 7 scientifically proven benefits of gratitude. And we're going to be sharing those 7 benefits that we can obtain from having a sense, a disposition of gratitude, a grateful heart. And I'll just give you a little teaser before we go to the quick pause. We hit the pause button. The first one is gratitude opens the door to more relationships. Pretty cool. Gratitude. And these are scientifically proven. So this is what this online article said. Gratitude opens the door to more relationships. Okay, we have more for you on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, but we need your participation. Do you have an attitude of gratitude? Are you grateful for each and everything around you? We want to hear how you feel about that, how you practice gratitude. 1-800-585-9396.
Hi, this is Dan Burke from the National Catholic Register.
Hello, this is Bishop David O'Connell of the Diocese of Trenton.
Hi, this is Teresa Tomeo, host of Catholic Connection, and thanks for listening to the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Renew your faith, renew your spirit, and receive the most precious gift of time with our Lord. Stand Tall, an unforgettable retreat, is coming to the St. Bernard Abbey in Cullman, Alabama, February 9th through 11th. Join Take Two's own Jerry Usher and Debbie Giorgiani for a spirit-filled weekend, including a visit to the Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament, Mass with the Benedictine monks, an evening campfire celebration, and talks by Jerry and Debbie. Space is limited, so register today at jerryanddebbie.com.
The EWTN Warriors Rosary is a fitting tribute to all the spiritual warriors who have stood by us over the years. Handcrafted, each rosary is a unique creation. Get yours today. Visit EWTNRC.com.
Christ is the answer with Father John Ricardo.
John 14. This is Jesus in the upper room with the disciples before he's going out to his sacrifice of himself for our salvation. And Philip says to the Lord, "Show us the Father and we'll be satisfied." Jesus looks at Philip and says, "Philip, have I been with you all this time? Don't you understand? When you see me, you're looking at the Father." In fact, only 2 people throughout human history have given rise to the question, not who is he, but what is he? The 2 people are Buddha and Jesus. Buddha's answer was, "Don't come to me, don't look to me, look to my doctrine, look to what I teach." Jesus's answer was, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart." Jesus is explicitly claiming to be God.
Always great to have you with us, especially on the program with your calls and your takes on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. Wow, Monday, already into the second week of 2018. Hope that the year is going well for you so far. Isn't that amazing, Debbie? I mean,
isn't time flying?
It really is. It really is. But this hour flies too. So, folks, don't be one of those that, unfortunately, sometimes we get to the end of the show and we just have to say, well, our apologies too, and then list some of your names. We want to make sure that your great contribution to the program gets in here at 1-800-585-9396.
Okay, let's go to the phones. If you don't forget to jump in, because like Jerry said, lines fill up rather quickly. 1-800-585-9396. We're talking about gratitude today. And that is, it's very important, and it's a great way for us to kick off 2018 with a grateful heart. There's gratitude journals. We hear all about that, you know, to write things down, things you're grateful for. Wake up in the morning with 5 or 10 things that you're grateful for. Before you go to sleep at night, you know, think about all the things that God has blessed you with that day that help you even sleep better. That's actually one of the other scientific benefits of gratitude. It actually helps you sleep a more restful night. That is amazing. Okay, Cecilia, you got our first up award in Western Kentucky, listening on Eucharist Radio. Hi, Cecilia. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Well, I'm on my way to recovery, so it's been a rough couple of weeks with a lot of illness since Christmas, and my mother and my mother-in-law both are in bad health. Mm. So on top of that, when we got home, we've had no water for 10 days. But I'm grateful Jesus gave me another day.
Wow. Oh, well,
have I lost you?
No. We're here. We were just listening intently, Cecilia and Debbie. Oh, I don't mean to jump in front of you here,
you know,
Deb. But
sometimes it really takes, we in our human condition, we don't always appreciate everything that we do have. Something as simple as expecting to turn the water on and it runs out of the faucet. Well, it hasn't been running out the faucet for a while. But I'm still grateful I have electricity. You know, to me that would have been a lot worse. It's been a big inconvenience, but still we have so much more as Americans than many other countries. And yes, we should open our eyes and be grateful each and every day.
Well, you're right, Cecilia, and first of all, you have our you know, our prayer, certainly, for, I believe you said, if it was your mom and your sister, you can correct me if I'm wrong about that, who were having health issues, and that you get your water back running here again soon. But it does really, you know, these things, like you said, you use the word inconvenience, and Debbie and I did a show here not too long ago. We called it, you know, we asked people to share, what's your first world problem? Because, like you said, things are often very, very much worse off in other parts of the world, and that's unfortunate, too. Because some of the conditions that people live in are just inexcusable. I mean, with all the wealth and riches in the world, nobody should go hungry. Nobody should be without a home. Nobody should have, you know, just live in abject poverty like we see in so many parts of the world. But having the perspective that you do, I applaud that. I appreciate that about you. And Debbie, I know that, you know, this is what we're trying to strive to talk about today and incorporate into our lives, is even when there are, you know, what we would perceive as negatives swirling around us, we can still kind of peel all that back and just say, you know what, I still have so much to be grateful for.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And Cecilia, your mother and mother-in-law, I believe you said, can we have their names so we can put them in the prayer book? We would love to pray for their healing.
Yeah. Yeah.
My mom is Vinda with a V.
Vinda.
Vinda, okay. And your mother-in-law?
Mother-in-law is Louise. She will be having surgery tomorrow.
Okay, we will be praying.
I appreciate it so much.
Absolutely, absolutely. Cecilia, I hope, has the water been turned back on, or do you have water?
Not yet.
Oh my goodness. So you're going on 10 days. Okay. We need to pray for that. We need to pray for that too. But you know, it's interesting when you go through these hard times, especially I can't even imagine, like you said, coming off of Christmas and you have these health issues with your family members. And then to have the water not being on the first, you know, week of New Year's, that's really, please don't let that set the tone for the year. Cause I will tell you, I'll tell you, I've heard of people who have said, you know what? This is kind of like when you get rain on your wedding day. It's good luck. Okay. So, consider it that, Cecilia. Okay. You've got all the kind of the struggles and the bad stuff out of the way. And then you can continue on with the year. And we're going to pray that abundant blessings flow for you and your family in 2018. So.
And many blessings for you and Jerry, too. Thank you.
Thank you, Cecilia. Wow. Well, great way to start the program talking about gratitude today. You heard it from Cecilia. A lot of challenges, obstacles, things that would make a lot of people not even have their eyes open to what they are grateful for, the blessings. But she's able to do that, kind of cut through that. So what about you, dear listeners? Do you find it difficult to be grateful? Maybe when things like that go wrong in your life, you just say, forget it. You know, I'm nothing
done.
To be grateful for.
Right.
1-800-585-9396. Okay, Joe is next in Silver Spring, Maryland on Guadalupe Radio. Hi, Joe. You're next here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Welcome.
Hi, Jerry and Debbie. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I am calling in response to Debbie's response to the Bravo television show. I had not ever heard of that television show, but my visceral instinctive reaction was one that, you know, was that this is a very good thing. And the reason I say that, of course, I don't know the specifics. So, for example, you know, the business of taking people down to being naked, I don't agree with. Obviously, that's going over the top. But my reaction was one of, this is really a good thing to, I don't like reality television. I really don't. But this is one show I think I would tune into. And the reason, you know, what comes to mind, particularly at the Christmas season, is the famous movie of Jimmy Stewart and It's a Wonderful Life. And this was a story of a man who was down and out and tried to commit suicide and was saved by an angel. Of course, you know, it's fiction, but nevertheless, it shows that a person doesn't really understand or even think about their contributions to other people and how they could be grateful for their ability to save others. And so... I think that's a wonderful thing to do. You know, my son served in Iraq. You know, the number one problem of these veterans is suicide. And so, you know, I made the connection between It's a Wonderful Life mm-hmm. and my son, who faces depression and these kinds of things, that seeing a movie like that would reinforce to them, hey, there are positive things I've done in my life, and I really haven't been aware of them until you get feedback from people. The idea of feedback is really a wonderful thing. And, you know, I've experienced this there are things of what your spiritual gifts are. And one of the criteria for understanding whether or not you have a spiritual gift is to find feedback from others to say, you know, oh, well, you really realize that, you know, I have this gift, because that's a crucial part of understanding whether you have a gift, you know, is whether it has an effect. And, you know, I think of particularly intercessory prayer. You know, there are only few people who are gifted with intercessory prayer, but they may not know it until they get feedback.
Right.
And so, you know, this business of seeing a movie, you know, or a TV show where people actually, you know, decide what is most, you know, pertinent to them, what it is they need to have. It may not be that the things that they, you know, you may be watching this and say, well, that's ridiculous, you know, but it does point out the attitudes of people and what the good attitudes are. You know, you know, one of the things that comes to mind is a rosary. You know, I would miss that terribly. Mm-hmm. You know, I clearly would miss my clothes, but, you know, one of the first things is my faith in my rosary. But I wouldn't think about that until I think about this Bravo TV show. So
right.
I just wanted to give that feedback to you.
Well, Joe, absolutely, I agree with you. That's exactly why I tuned into the show. I do agree with you. I think they went to a little extreme to have the people go out into the workplace, you know, without any clothes on and stuff like that. But the premise of it, the exercise of it, I think is very valuable. And Jerry and I are both advocates of practicing, you know, the skills in life. That's why we do a lot of Catholic life skills, to get folks to understand that when you go through these exercises, it does create a deep, profound sense of awareness. And so I'm right with you on that, Joe. I couldn't agree more. The thing about it is it's very interesting because it's when, like you said, you would miss your rosary or you would, you know, miss those special, spiritual connections if they were taken away. Well, yeah, if they're taken away, then all of a sudden there's this understanding, wow, that was something that I had right in front of me and it's been taken away and I really want it back. I will always be grateful now for it. And that's exactly what these folks who go through this experiment at the end of the 21 days, they come out with a really strong sense of what is, precious in their life and the priorities. The interesting thing about the show, Joe, that I'll tell you, it kind of cracks me up. And this is why I'm saying, I don't know why we have to be so extreme to get to understand something is, you know, obviously the first things that are taken away is their phones, right? You know, cause all of their items are taken away. So guess what, Joe? They have to talk to one another. And all of a sudden they're having these deep, great conversations and they're enjoying each other's company and they're getting to know one another soul to soul. And wow, wouldn't you know it, really great things start to manifest. And so it's kind of interesting. But Joe, one other thing, please thank your son for his dedicated service to our country. Please do that for us if you would.
I do that very frequently. I worry about him and I try to, you know, he tells stories of putting his thumb in people's arteries, my God, knowing what contributions he makes. And I do that as much as I can.
Yeah, Joe, you mentioned the struggle that he's having there with I believe you said depression. And please know that Debbie and I and the entire Take Two Show family, we will be praying for your son, for all of our veterans, the men and women who do so much. Like you said, he was putting his thumbs in arteries to try to save lives and so forth. And just the sacrifices that they make, and I hope and pray that they know of our gratitude, because that is something I never, by God's grace, I never had to go and serve in an environment like that. But it has to be in many ways horrific, and yet they willingly take that on for us. And so that's heroism right there, Joe. And so you've got a son to be proud of there, and we will pray. We will absolutely pray for his health in every way, emotional health, physical health, spiritual health. And having a dad like you, I know, is going to play a huge part in that. So, Joe, thank you. You'll be in our prayers as well. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, God bless you,
Joe. His name is Stephen.
Oh, great. Yeah, thank you, Stephen. Debbie will jot that down.
I put it in the book.
Thank you, Joe. Blessings to you in this year of 2018. Okay, Lorraine in, North Dakota, listening on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Lorraine. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well, Lorraine. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good.
Good.
I was very interested and grateful for your topic on gratitude today. It's definitely a lifesaver for me. I have developed emotional problems and alcoholism in my mid-30s. And through those programs, I really learned the value of gratitude. on days, you know, or moments of times when I'm feeling down, it can happen any time of the day or night, I guess. One of the things my sponsors have often said, well, where's your gratitude list? And I used to just kind of, you know, try and pull things out of the air, and finally I thought, this is too hard, and I only came up with the same stuff all the time. So I finally started using the letters of the alphabet as the first letter of an item to think of to be grateful for. And eventually I got to where I could list 26 items and then come up with doubles for a lot of things. So it's amazing. Beautiful technique. Gratitude is much more than a lifesaver. It really gives me a spiritual depth in enjoyment in life that's hard to hang on to for me. I'll keep Stephen in my prayers also and hope that he can find a route.
Yeah.
That'll bring him that peace and satisfaction also.
Thank you, Lorraine. See, Joe, I told you that Take Two Family is amazing. Lorraine and everybody else on the line right now, and all of our listeners praying for Stephen right now. And Lorraine, we do have a short little break coming up here. Want to hold you over through that if you can wait just a second here, because I know that Debbie would like to share something. I just wanted to get back to you were talking about how what a struggle it was for you for a time anyway to be able to see the things you were grateful for. You'd put down a list of a few small number of things, and every time it was the same thing. But you kept working on that, and I think sometimes when we're going through different challenges in life. We mentioned this earlier in the program. It really takes an intentional effort for us to not necessarily put aside those things that are causing us trouble, but maybe see beyond them or see in the midst of those things, the fact that there still is so very, very much to be grateful for. And I love the fact that now you can not only do, 26 things from A to Z, but double up on those letters as well. So, Debbie, I know that you're going to have a comment or two here in a moment, but we are going to get to this short break here. So, Lorraine, if you can hang on just for a minute, Debbie will share with you. And then we have, right after Lorraine, Jeff in Fairplay, Colorado. We got Maureen in Phoenix, near where Debbie is. We got Jenny near Philadelphia. And an open phone line on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, 1-800-585-9396. Lorraine, don't go away. Beautiful phone call. We'll share more with you and hear more from you. When we come back, we're going to take this short pause here. 1-800-585-9396. Share with us what gratitude means to you on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Trump administration rolls back the Health and Human Services contraceptive mandate.
U.S. bishops calling for the total elimination of nuclear weapons.
Pope Francis offers prayers for the victims of the California wildfires.
The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a bill banning abortions after 20 weeks.
And Pope Francis says the death penalty is contrary to the gospel.
Your link to news headlines Catholics count on at the top of the hour. Weekdays on EWTN Radio.
We all have a tendency to mull things over again and again when we're upset. We recite litanies of negativity to ourselves. If someone called you up to whine all the time, you'd eventually hang up the phone, right? When your inner voice becomes a whiner, when you find yourself repeating the same problems to yourself in different ways all day long, it's not doing you any good. Hang up the phone. But what if the problems I'm upset about are real, you say? Well, that's fine. Deal with them. Just don't stare at them all day. Look, when I go for a walk, the sun is real and it's big. But if I stare at it, not only will I miss the beautiful world around me, it'll fry my retinas. You need to choose which part of reality you're going to stare at. And the default setting for a child of God should be setting your eyes on things that lift you up to heaven, not things that drag you down. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com on EWTN Radio.
EWTN, teaching the truth.
In seeking to cultivate a devotion to the Mother of God, we are simply acknowledging her as the mother of all Christians, our spiritual mother in the faith, and the preeminent Christian disciple. We want to imitate her virtues, follow her in her devotion to Christ when she said, "Be it done to me according to thy word, do whatever he tells you," and ask for her prayers and intercessions.
EWTN, live truth, live Catholic.
Are you grateful each and every day? That's what we're talking about today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And we're talking to Lorraine in North Dakota, and she was just sharing about her practice of feeling grateful and having a grateful heart. Lorraine, I think that's excellent. And I'll tell you what, the more we practice things and we incorporate them in our lives, they become part of our being. And before you know it, we start to be grateful even for each and every little thing. Subconsciously. And that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful place to get to. That's evolving and growing in our own lives and especially in our spiritual life. So Lorraine, I just want to say kudos to you. Way to go. I love that. And, well, I think she just hung up. Okay. I think she was happy with, we just said goodbye. Oh. Happy New Year, Lorraine. Thank you for calling in.
If you dropped the call for some reason, Lorraine, and had something else you wanted to impart, feel free to call back. That line is still open right now, at least for the time being.
Yeah, we'll put you to the front of the line. Was it something
that
I said,
Jerry? That was beautiful, though. Was it something you said? Maybe it was something I said. Anyway, sorry, Lorraine, if you get disconnected there.
What was beautiful? But, go ahead.
Well, it was, again, it was beautiful, and you were just commenting on this, you know, that you get to the point where, you know, the gratitude is subconscious, or maybe another way I would put that is just automatic. You know, we don't really have to kind of work it up within ourselves, but just instantaneously when we receive something or recognize something in our lives, we just go, wow, thank you. And I've shared this on the show before, and this, you know, again, I hate to say things like this because I'm no great, you know, holy person or anything, but I, you know, I've been through enough in my life to where I try and remember every day, Debbie, I look up to the sky, actually to the sky, and I say, thank you, thank you, thank you, a threefold thank you, kind of a Trinitarian thing, but it's just my way of saying to God, this is, Lord, this is my all-encompassing thank you for the day, for everything that you've given me and everything that I have. And so I'm sure I miss some days, but I just really try and have that overarching sense of gratitude.
Right. But see, again, that's another practice that you do. You said you literally look up to the sky, and I think that's healthy because it allows you to make that part of your being. Real quickly, Lorraine is calling back right now, so we're going to just give her a little a pause here just for a second.
She's ready.
Oh, she's ready. Okay, good. I was going to fill in the gap there, Lorraine, until we got you up. Hi, Lorraine. Was it something I said that you hung up?
I don't know what happened. I picked the phone up and it went dead.
Okay. So did you hear when I was just sharing that I just said kudos to you for incorporating, just daily practices to be grateful, because then it starts to become part of your being. I just think that's awesome.
I did catch that part. It was right after that the line dropped. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, way to go. I think it's really healthy. It's a healthy regimen. You know, we were sharing the seven scientifically proven benefits of gratitude, and we shared the first two. Another one is that gratitude improves psychological health. You know, it really helps you to be strong, and emotionally strong. And that's really important. And Lorraine, I think you've tapped into that with your gratitude exercise, if you will.
I think so, too. And I think, it really deepened my spiritual life, too, because I could understand or feel God in a way that I didn't know him before, or he could come through to me because I was focusing in a different way.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Well, we just so appreciate your contribution today on Take Two, and thanks. You know, a lot of folks, when the call drops by accident, they can't call back quick enough. But you did, so you get the call back quick award. I love that.
We make up all kinds of awards.
Yeah,
amazing
how easily it went through. That was great.
Well, we were waiting for you. We were stalling until you called back. So, thanks, Lorraine. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah.
You guys okay. Have a great year. God bless.
You too. Well, we hope that we'll hear from you again during 2018. 1-800-585-9396. See there, we're grateful that that God allowed Lorraine to get back through, because usually somebody else grabs the open phone line when it's available. And now that line is open again. If you'd like to share your take on gratitude, its role in your life, maybe its power in your life. Lorraine mentioned the alcohol issue and I think she said something about, you know, emotional problems or something, and how gratitude has really helped to give her a balance in life. So maybe gratitude has turned your life around in some way. We'd love to hear about that. We're going to go to Jeff next in Fairplay, Colorado. He's listening on Denver Catholic Radio. Hi, Jeff. Thanks for your patience, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Thank you. Paul recommends a practice that incorporates constant prayer and gratitude.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Us a little. Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead, Deb.
Tell us a little bit more about this, Jeff.
Yeah, because he in 1 Timothy chapter 1 1 Timothy 2:1-2, he says, I urge the prayers, petitions, supplications, and thanksgiving be offered for all men, for kings and those in authority, that we may live quiet and peaceful lives in the godliness and dignity. So for everybody that I see when I'm driving, I drive a propane truck. So every vehicle I see when I'm aware of it, I say, thank you, Lord. And I lift them up to God, the people that are in that vehicle. And it improves my day. I find myself starting out just saying the words and then actually feeling the emotion of thankfulness.
Well, you know what, Jeff? To me, anyway, what that says is you are first and foremost. See, that to me, that flows out of your personal gratitude for all that you have been given, all that you are, how God created you. And I think for us to be able to look at others, especially people we don't even know, and these are people apparently that you don't know and you will never know personally, Jeff, but you are able to look at them as they kind of cross your path during your day-to-day life, and you thank God for them. And I try and do the same thing as well. And especially if I see somebody that looks like they're down and out a little bit or struggling or suffering in some way, I always just say, God, please bless that person and thank you for them. And Jeff, it sounds like you kind of try and do the same thing there. And Debbie, again, I really believe that flows from a reservoir, if you will, of personal gratitude that is within Jeff himself.
Oh, yes, I couldn't agree more. And Jeff, you I believe you grasp the concept of the body of Christ, and you know that we're all connected. It sounds like you do that when you say you're grateful for the people that cross your path. That's very important, and I've said this often when I'm teaching out in the world about this idea, this concept of the mystical body of Christ. And I will tell you that, hopefully we're all going to be in, I call it the heavenly playground together. We're all going to be there together because we're all connected. We just don't know it yet. But see, you've tapped into that. And I think there's a great grace in that. I think there's many blessings in that. And I think eternally you're going to see that. So, again, the same thing to Lorraine, I say, way to go in incorporating those great practices in your prayer life and in your day-to-day life, Jeff. And thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in. I just think it was a fabulous call.
Yeah. And we thank Denver Catholic Radio for airing Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, along with all of our affiliates. And that would include, of course, it's on the EWTN app, which, by the way, if you don't have a local Catholic radio station in your area, that is a very, very easy and efficient way to listen to the program. Just go to whatever your phone's application store is and download it. And Maureen has us on the EWTN app, listening in the Valley of the Sun, not too far from Debbie, it looks like. Maureen is in Phoenix, Arizona, on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Hi, Maureen.
Hi. This is my first time, so I'm a little nervous, but I love you guys.
Oh,
thank you, Maureen. Don't be nervous. I live in the same state.
Well, I don't live here. I'm visiting, so that's kind of why I had the time. I was listening to you on my phone, and that I'd give you a call and share what I've been through this last year.
Okay, please do.
Tell my little story about gratitude. I live in Washington State, and I quit working early so that I could spend time with my grandkids and help out with my grandkids. So that has been going on for 8 years, and I've loved it. But then, they grew up, and then the youngest moved to Idaho. So this year I was kind of, oh my gosh, my joy, the joy that those grandchildren brought to my life. I was floundering. I kind of lost my gratitude a little bit. But during that time, I knew I was in a trial or a desert. So I'm reflecting on, where is God taking me? And what kind of I've learned recently is that there's nothing that should be above God in our life, not our husband, not our children, not our grandchildren. Our greatest joy and our greatest love in life should be God. And if he isn't, there may be times of struggle because we will get lost and follow other joys, but not to say that our husband or our grandchildren are not of value as far as the joy that they bring, but to invest too much in that can leave you floundering. And that's my story.
Well, okay, so first off, Maureen, you said you were visiting Arizona. I hope you get some sun today.
Oh, yes.
It looks like we're going to get some rain, but we're grateful for that. And so I just wanted to say that, because we are the Valley of the Sun, and a lot of people come to visit for the sun. But it reminds me of Saint Augustine. Our hearts are restless until they rest in you. The only permanent thing we have is God, and we, a lot of times I think that we try to, we experience such great joy. And that's what you said at the beginning. You said, my joy, was gone when the grandkids grew up. We experience such great joy in relationships and in things. And then they move on, or they move away, or it changes. And then all of a sudden we're depleted. All of a sudden we're like, wow, I experienced that. That was a little taste of heaven, and now it's gone.
Yes.
Well, but what you said, Maureen, was so precious, and it's just a wealth of wisdom. And let's just tap into this for 1 second. Okay. If we fill ourselves with God first, and we experience all the joy that comes with that, okay, then what flows out of that, what flows out of that experience is an incredible sense of us, spreading the joy to others, and the others spreading joy back to us. So it flows from the sense of God first, and then it goes out. When a lot of times we do the reverse, we try to fill ourselves with all these things around us to fill us with this joy, when in essence it has to start with God, and then it goes out from that. And then we never lose our sense of purpose. So Maureen, I feel strongly you have a very big heart. You have a huge heart. You have a lot of love to give. Okay? And believe me, there's a lot of hurting people out there. A lot. So please, please be open to those opportunities where you can spread your love and your joy to others, because that is going to make a huge difference for all of eternity. So I just had to share that, Jerry, but I know you wanted to weigh in on this.
Well, first, what do you think, Maureen, of what Debbie was sharing?
Yes, I've been waiting for the Lord for a year, you know, where would he have me go? Because I've jumped into things before, you know, where, and then I overdo it. And then I'm, you know, struggling because I just overcommit. So I thought, I'll wait this year. I'm waiting, I'm praying. And slowly things are coming. God's sending people, but I think it's time to get up and get out and do some things.
Absolutely. And we're going to pray with you. The Take Two family, I know, because we are prayer. We just love prayer. Everything's about prayer for us. Okay. We're going to pray with you, Maureen, that those precious opportunities, but yes, take those small steps of action and see what happens. See what God has for you. But I agree with you not to just, you know, jump in, because that can be quite taxing, and it may not be the path, necessarily for you. So let's do that. We're going to pray with you. But Maureen, you got to promise to check back with us, because we want to journey with you. Jerry?
Okay.
Yeah, Maureen, just quickly, maybe for your reflection and anybody else as well, a scripture passage that just came to my mind is, I believe it's in Matthew 19, and I looked it up here, it's about Matthew 19:29, and Jesus talks about how anyone who has left, and this is going to be a paraphrase, anyone who has left houses, or brother, or sister, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or fields for my sake, get this, it says, will receive 100 times as much, and will inherit eternal life. Sometimes when we think, well, I need to give all of this stuff up, and then it's going to be, I'll live the rest of my life without this stuff, but the reward is going to be eternal life. But strangely enough, Jesus says, you know, when we give up all of these things, we will receive 100 times and inherit eternal life. So like you were saying, Debbie, when we give up everything and have that attitude of gratitude to God for whatever he wants to bestow upon us, but fill ourselves with him first, then he can, you know, all those things will have, I don't know, maybe a greater meaning and significance, and we'll put them to proper use to be more deeply grateful for them. So anyway, Maureen, I'm rambling a lot now, but Matthew 19:29 is something you might want to ponder and reflect upon. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Maureen?
And also that the last thing is that that I learned in this last year is that many times people in the world busy themselves before they're called to a work, and then they can't hear
God speak to them. Or maybe, you know, because I was quiet, I was reflecting for a year. He taught me multiple things, even though I would have rather been busy, because I see everybody around me is busy running around, and I think, wow, that's what we're, you know, I should get busy. But he wanted me quiet, and I was quiet.
Right.
And he's teaching me about things that are more important than what my little busy feet could accomplish.
True. Well, busy does not mean productive, and this world is very confused about that. We think that when we're busy, we're being productive, and there's been studies shown that it's actually the reverse sometimes. So, Maureen, I have to ask you before we let you go, was it an enjoyable experience, your first time calling in?
Yeah, you guys did a good job. Settled me down. I feel better. Thank you.
Then you'll call back then, okay?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
All right. You settled us down too, Maureen. Thank you. Very, very beautiful phone call. 1-800-585-9396. Okay. Let's see. Liz is going to be next, followed by Teresa. So both of you hang on just for a second. I have to really encourage anybody, you know, like Maureen was talking about, pray, wait on the Lord, ask him what he might have you do to help spread the kingdom. One of those things could be, it may not be, but it could be to be an EWTN media missionary. And what that is, you would be a representative in essence of EWTN in your community. You'd be provided with all of the resources that you need to put announcements in the bulletins in the parishes near where you live, and maybe get something in the diocesan newspaper, and just attend events and have a table with EWTN information. So if that sounds like something that God might be calling you to do, log on to EWTNmissionaries.com, EWTNmissionaries.com, and you can get details there. Okay?
Okay. Liz is up next in Mound City, Kansas. Hi, Liz. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Hi, Liz.
There she is. Hi, Liz.
Hi.
Hi, hi.
How are you?
Good. How are
you? Thank you. Fine. I came across something the other day that I thought was just made a lot of sense, really. and I think it could help maybe everybody kind of take a different perspective on, like, being grateful for trials, but not just specifically, like, just the everyday ins and outs. And so, can I share it?
Sure.
With you? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so there's 10 things that kind of you deal on a lot of people deal with on a daily basis. So number one is early wake-ups, be grateful for children to love, a house to clean, be grateful for a safe place to live, laundry, be grateful for clothes to wear, dishes to wash, be grateful for food to eat, crumbs under the table, be grateful for family meals, grocery shopping, be grateful that you have money to provide, toilets to clean, be grateful that you have indoor plumbing, lots of noise, be grateful for the people in your life, endless questions about homework, be grateful for your kids' brains growing. And the last one is sore and tired in bed. Be grateful that you're still alive.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah. That's pretty.
Did you come up with that, Liz, or did you find that online or what?
Oh, gosh, no. I wish I did. But no, I actually just was scrolling through my Facebook the other day, and I found it, and I'm like, wow, that really kind of puts it into a different perspective.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The last year has probably been the most difficult year in my entire life. And I've lost a lot of things, and had a lot of different, big life changes. But at the same time, I have become way more appreciative and grateful and even, aware of the small things that I take for granted. Just as that lady had said earlier, running water, just something as simple as food in your refrigerator or like a vehicle or just your health. Mm-hmm. Trying to be grateful for even the trials in your life,
which I'm still kind of working on, but
sure. We all are
better at it.
Right. Well, Liz, we're going to pray for you that 2018 showers you with abundant blessings, okay? So we're going to pray
you. Oh, my gosh, I hope so.
That it's the best year of your life, yeah.
Right. We want it to be the best year. Remember, we serve a big God, okay? So we're going to ask for big, bold things for you, Liz. So please know that. So please feel that. If you get a moment, would you email us, if you can, that list? If you can. Okay, great. And our email is take2@ewtn.com. Okay, it's a wonderful contribution you shared because, like you said, it provides a different perspective, but it gets us back to center of what's really important in life. So thank you so much, Liz. You are awesome. Way to take time out of your busy day to share that with all of us. We appreciate it so very, very much.
Yeah, again, that email address, take2@ewtn.com. Thanks, Liz, so much. I thought she was going to say, when you have crumbs under the table, be grateful for your dog. But
that's because you have Duke, who
I know,
eats everything.
My little dog, Duke. Okay, Teresa, in Boston, we promised we would get to you on the Station of the Cross, listening to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Hi, Teresa. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you. Hi.
Hi there.
I was on my way into Boston, so I'll be quick because I'm just in the parking lot now.
Okay, sure.
But I was thinking, well, first, you know, you were talking about the body of Christ, and one thing that I try to avoid is watching news. I find the news it just brings your spirit down. But then I had a friend who said, but it's an opportunity to pray for those people or whatever it is that's being talked about on the news. So I thought that was a great insight because we do need to be aware of what's going on. But on the gratitude, I was thinking that what we should be thankful in all things and that we can do that even in suffering, when we're given a trial, because God turns all things to good. And we know that whatever is happening through the trial that we're experiencing is going to be for our ultimate good and or certainly a greater good.
And we Teresa, on that note, we're short of time here, but I wanted to take that thought and run with it just for a second, because I think the ultimate form or expression of gratitude, Teresa, like you said, is in suffering or post-suffering. I mean, it's easier, maybe a little bit easier after the suffering has ended, but when we're in the midst of suffering, that is the ultimate, I think, gift of God to be able to be grateful in a situation like that. And so you've grasped a huge lesson there, and we appreciate you sharing that with us here on the program. I wish we had more time, but Debbie, you mentioned at the start of the show, thank you, Teresa, for that call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You mentioned you've already. Would you recap the three that you mentioned already? The
sure.
seven. What do you call them? The seven benefits.
Scientifically proven benefits of gratitude. Okay. The first one is gratitude opens the door to more relationships. The second is gratitude improves physical health. Okay, so it improves our physical health when we're grateful. Number three is gratitude improves psychological health. Number four is gratitude enhances empathy and reduces aggression. Wouldn't that be great for road rage, Jerry? Number five is grateful people sleep better. Don't we all need a better night's rest? Gratitude improves self-esteem. Oh my goodness, do we have an identity crisis right now? So wouldn't that be great? So you have a grateful heart, it improves your self-esteem. And number seven, gratitude increases mental strength. Boy, do we need that as well.
There you go. Well, we just got an email from Ron. Ron says, thank you, Lord, for today and all that it contains. For in it is your love, life, and graces for my benefit for this day alone. That's a good little bow and ribbon to put on the top of this broadcast. Thank you, Ron, for sharing that with us. Debbie, we're off to a good start this week, I think.
We are. And we're so sorry, AJ and Jeff and the others, that we couldn't get to you. You can always email us at take2@ewtn.com. Don't forget to visit jerryanddebbie.com. Check out the Stand Tall Retreat. There's only 3 weeks left to register. We want you to attend. Okay, so please check that out, jerryanddebbie.com. Jerry?
All right, till tomorrow, we'll be back with another program. Have a beautiful and blessed day. Thanks to the show team and to you for making the show what it is.